Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Hi everyone.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we are Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we compare books to the movies.
Allie, you just said we are Allie.
Well, I was going to introduce both of us, and then I figured the point is that they can know our voices by us saying our names.
Yeah, that makes sense, but it makes it sound like we are one person.
Okay.
We are not.
We are not.
We are one. Is that a Lion King? That's a Lion King 2 song.
I just know that there's one in Lion King 2 that I absolutely love. And I always forget that I love it until I watch it. I'm like, oh, I love this song.
Is it the heart one?
No, it's like Be Prepared.
Oh.
It's the one that's like...
It's
dark.
The Dark Lion song.
Maybe. I see Kiara and what's his butt running around. Kovu.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. There's like, they sing both parts of it, right? Like, Simba sings a part and then the...
Yes. Yep.
What's it called? Tell us. Great movie. That's an underrated movie that doesn't get talked about enough.
I agree. I mean, I do agree that Lion King 1 is the best one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I do like the second one. I
freaking love Kovu. Max. Goofy's son. Same voice. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't like him. But
what?
Yeah. But I used to have my bedding when I was a kid was Kiara and Kovu.
Really? Mm-hmm. Not even Simba and Nala. It's Kiara and Kovu.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are one of them.
It's hilarious. Oh, wait. No, that's the one that Simba sings to Kiara. That is not the one that I like.
Deception.
Wait, that is
disgrace.
It.
Disgrace.
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good one. I was looking up if I've heard the 30-second use for a song is okay. It's not. So you have to cut all that.
I know.
You guys just missed us. Like, we sat here for, let's see how long.
A hot minute.
A good
5 minutes.
5 minutes trying to figure out
what song I'm on in.
We can't play that for you for copyright reasons. So,
especially since it's Disney and Disney would have our asses.
Yes, they sure would. But go listen to all the Lion King 2 songs. That's what we just did. that's our picture
and
for
I
you.
I still can't figure out which one is my favorite, guys.
Are you sure it's from that and not Lion King 1.5?
No, I'm positive because I had only just recently bought the second Lion King. Can't even remember why. And because it's a great movie. But and I was going to bed to it. And this was like forever ago. This was like before COVID.
Okay.
And I was going to bed to it. And I remember as I was falling asleep. It's a song that's early on in the movie, I feel like. Because I was like on my way to sleep and I heard the song. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot that was in this movie. And I love that song.
Can't tell you.
I can't tell you either.
Now you got to go rewatch that right after really you do. Watch
Silence of the Lambs.
All right, you guys, we are doing Ender's Game today.
Yeah.
This is number 3 of our
marathon recording.
They're like, what? You just did number 1. Now you're doing number 3. We're doing them out of order.
Yes, we are.
That's how life works as a podcaster. When you're professional. All right. So we have our synopsis.
Earth is threatened by an alien species known as the Buggers. Ender Wiggin is a young and exceptionally gifted boy recruited into military training program. Ender undergoes rigorous training, honoring his strategic
honing.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. His strategic and tactical skills in a series of war simulations. Author Orson Scott Card, director Gavin Hood, screenplay writer Gavin Hood, audiobook reader. This one is Stefan, right?
Yeah.
Stefan Rudnicki, Harlan Ellison, Gabrielle DeCure.
How are they?
So he's the main guy. Okay. He read like all of Ender's parts.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I liked him a lot. Mm-hmm. Other two, not so much. The whole audiobook, and I feel really bad about this, because did you end up renting and listening to?
No, not yet.
Okay. Something he says is his dream for his book is that it is a read aloud. So
that would be so cool.
Yeah. So he's like, he loves when teachers read aloud in class. He loves when parents read it to the kids. He loves when other like groups read it together. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, you just did, by listening to the audiobook, my dream for my book.
Cute.
And I feel so bad because I don't think they did it well.
Aww.
Like, I love that they had different characters, like different people to read different parts. Mm-hmm. But it was very odd because like it started off really good. Like they had in the book, they have Anderson and Graft, right? Mm-hmm. Chatting in between each chapter.
Yeah.
And they had two different voices chatting for that. And like it felt like not a read aloud. Like it felt like acting, whereas like they would even talk kind of over each other and react to each other. Like it felt really good. And then Stefan would do Ender's part and all that. And then, you know, it flip back to those two and everything. And then it got to Valentine's part and we had the chick reading it, Gabrielle. And she did okay. But then we had Peter had a little bit of a part.
Oh, yeah.
And that was fine. But then it was like a great first half. And then the end got kind of oddly like, why did you have this audiobook reader this part?
Oh.
And like, it didn't make sense for certain areas. And I was like, now I'm just confused as to what's happening. But overall, they read it fine. It was just oddly spliced together.
All right.
That's my thoughts.
That makes sense.
Yep. So the book came out January 15th. 1985. The movie came out November 1st, 2013. That's 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
It is. But honestly, I think this book needed special effects to get to where it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. This could not have been done earlier.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It wouldn't have looked right.
No. What did you do first?
Read it.
I did as well. I had to read it for my college class because I was taking children's literature.
I was reading it when I was like, it was probably like 7 or 8 when I first read this.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I had to learn how to do read alouds and class discussions with this. So like we were in a group and all the groups got to pick a book and my group chose Ender's Game. And so I remember reading it and then we had to go to class and it was just like
in a class
a teacher would do with like elementary kids. So we were like the elementary kids. We had to do a discussion. And I'm like, I am 20 years old. Why am I doing this? So initial thoughts.
It is one of my favorite stories. I love this story so much. I do. I still am butthurt that I didn't get to make the movie. But oh, well,
I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I like this one. I forgot about it because like when I was in college, I was like, it's homework.
Yeah.
But now that I read it, even though it was kind of homework for this.
Yeah.
It was more enjoyable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great. I love this book. Mm-hmm. I try to read it once a year.
Yeah. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And why did we pick it?
Because this is hands down my favorite book.
You said that about The Great Gatsby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough. They're both my favorite book.
You have to pick one. You could only read one for the rest of your life.
Ender's Game.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Now I'm interested to hear your thoughts of the movie.
I know.
All right. I got some Allie super fun facts for you.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
For the wire work in the battle room, the actors trained for a month with individual Cirque du Soleil members so they could do the wire performances because they got to do all these flippies.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. The U.S. Marine Corps has Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card and on its recommended reading list for its officers, saying it offers lesson training in methodology, leadership, and ethics as well.
That's awesome.
I know.
That's cool.
Marines are like, go read this book.
It's fun. It's enjoyable.
Portions of the movie were shot at NASA.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
That's cool.
Producers consulted with SpaceX CEO Elon Musk to discuss some of the futuristic space shuttle technology in the movie.
Wow.
And that was like, I feel like before Elon Musk was even like
known.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess probably not, but wide media, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the book, they did this interview with Orson Scott Card. I just found it very enjoyable, and I have some things that he said. So it originally was a short story for a magazine because he needed money.
Oh.
And so he's like, I just got to write a book. And like, it was like 200 pages. And they're like, yeah, no. And so they wanted him to chop it. And he's like, I don't know how to chop it. Or maybe it was the 70 pages and they wanted him to chop it. And he's like, I don't know how to chop it. And so finally he found someone else that would do it. But what he really wanted to write was the second book, but he couldn't write the second book with how the first book ended. So he had to go back and rewrite the first book so that he could write the second book.
Oh, interesting. I haven't read the whole series.
I know.
So I need to read the series.
I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And so he said no to many studios because they wanted to cast Ender as 16 so he could have a love interest. And he's like, no, that's not the point of the movie. No. And they're like, but we need to, the older crowd, the teenagers need to find a reason to go see it.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, no, like he needs to be younger. So in his contract, he agreed to 12.
Yeah.
Like, cause he's like, that's young enough that he won't have a love interest.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he even found contracts that agreed to it, but then if you read down in the deep, it said anything stated by the author will be vetoed or whatever. So like they were trying to slime their way into getting his movie.
Oh,
I just found it so interesting that he'd rather not have his movie at all.
Yeah.
And then just have Ender 16. I found that really
Like that because this is not a love story.
No.
This is Ender working his way through the ranks.
Right. I just loved it. And he said, and the reason it took so long was because, or a lot of people are like, you're going to get, it's going to be like impossible to get an all-star kid cast where it doesn't look cheesy.
Yeah.
But then he said some movie just came out and I don't remember which one it was. And he's like, they did it. It's an all-star kid cast. Like,
aww,
it can be done. And I was like, oh, that's so nice.
Cute.
Yep. And so then Orson Scott Card wrote the first screenplay.
Oh,
he redid it two times because it didn't work right. And once he wrote Ender's Shadow, his wife was like, this is why, because Ender's Game is all in Ender's head and Ender's Shadow is all with Bean. And so he had to mesh the two together. And that's what created the first screenplay that
is now the movie.
Yeah, but what's his name came in and edited more of.
Yeah.
Because when this all was written, it was being made. So it wasn't,
it wasn't finalized.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was just very excited that it was
getting made.
Yeah, I thought it was just the cutest little.
That's so
You would cool. really like it. I think you would really enjoy the, since you love the book so much.
I do so much.
Yeah. It's, so you should go listen to it. You guys should check out the book it's the last hour.
Just for the last hour of it, not the whole book.
If you've already read the book, the last hour is this interview from him. It's just really good. Okay. That's my fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shall we get started?
Mm-hmm.
Brie thinks it's going to be a doozy of an episode.
I do, but I actually don't have that many notes.
Oh, you don't at all?
I literally only have 3 pages of notes.
Oh. I think we'll do fine then. Let's do it. Okay. So Graf and Anderson are talking about Ender and they want to see how he acts with his monitor off.
Yes, they do.
All right. Ender is 6 and he is getting his monitor off today. He passed out of he passed out from the pain because it hurt so much when he got it out. And now he's like everyone else, except he's a third, which means he's the third child in the family, because now there's like child restrictions because population or
population control.
Yep.
Economic control.
Yep. And there's
they had to get special permission because they liked the kids prior to Ender. They're like, Peter was just too mean and Valentine was too nice, but they had the mentality for it. So they're like, if you have a third kid, I bet that's the kid we would want.
And it was.
Mm-hmm.
So there are these bullies that pick on him, and now they're picking on him even more because when he has the monitor and the government watches him and sees everything he does, but now they're like, haha, they can't see you anymore. And he takes the leader to the ground and he continues to fight him because he wants to win all the future fights as well. So Ender's a little baddie kid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The biggest difference here is Ender is not 6.
Yeah.
Apparently he's 12, but Asa does not look 12. He looks 16.
Yeah. Yeah. He, mm-hmm. yeah, but he was 12. I just had to keep remind, like when you hear 6, mm-hmm. you think baby babies, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, Riley's 7.
Yeah.
So it's not. Mm-hmm.
It's not that far off, but it's also like they're still kids.
They're so little still. Mm-hmm.
I know. When I read this book, I'll get to a part where like where Ender does something totally childish. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And then I'm like, oh, no, it's because you are that young. You're just getting trained to not be.
Isn't that crazy? It's mm-hmm. poor kids,
mm-hmm.
which they talk about a lot. So now we're back with Graf and Anderson, and they're rewatching Ender's tapes and talking about him and how he shows promise.
Yeah, that happens.
Mm-hmm. Then we got details on Ender's home life. Valentine is Ender's sister, who he absolutely loves. Peter is Ender's brother, who is very violent. And Peter and Ender play buggers and soldiers, and Peter shares how he's going to kill Ender one day and then laughs, and he's just like, I'm just kidding. But then he's like, no, I'm not. One day you'll forget about this and I really will kill you. And I'm like, what the fudge?
Mm-hmm.
So dad gets home and he's annoyed that Ender lost his monitor because he's like, now we have a third kid for no reason. What the? Mom is very sympathetic. And everyone goes to sleep and Peter apologizes to Ender when he thought he was sleeping.
I thought that was a sweet moment.
That was sweet.
I was mm-hmm. like, aw, Peter, you're like, mean, but you're not mean.
Maybe you're a good kid.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that really happens in the movie is Peter and Ender play buggers and soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And I also kind of dislike because Valentine and Ender, like, they don't have the best relationship in the movie. It's not as close as I picture it in the book.
Yeah.
In the book, they're like best friends, whereas in the movie, they just seem like they're siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Graf and Anderson are talking about how they're going to go get Ender with them. And Graf's like, I'd lie, but if that doesn't work, I'll tell him the truth.
This we don't see in the movie.
Mm-mm. An IF agent shows up at Ender's home, which just stands for what? Like, it's basically their
military. Ooh, it's on the DVD case.
It's their military leaders.
Part of me wants to say like interstellar fleet, but that sounds wrong.
I don't know. Sounds right to me.
Okay.
We're going with it. So he introduced himself as Graf, and Graf shared about the fight at school. And he's like, why did you fight? And why did you continue to fight? And his parents, of course, are like, oh my gosh, Ender, how could you do that? And Ender shared that he wanted to win all future fights, and Graf invites him to battle school. And they're like, what the heck? Why did you even bring this up? And he's like, I wanted to see the reasoning. And he asks to speak to Ender alone. And he shares, battle school is not fun. You will not see your family for 10 years. They spoke about why his family had the 3 kids, which Bree already explained. And but he can't make him go. Ender has to be willing to go. And Ender finally decides yes.
Well, that's the thing, too. Could you imagine being asked this when you know that your parents had you for this reason?
I know.
Like, of course, there's no way he's going to say no.
Dude, that's so messed up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in the movie, first off, his parents seemed like assholes in the movie. I didn't like his parents in the movie.
I agree.
I was like, his parents. Yeah, his dad was kind of rude in the book, but they loved him. Mm-hmm. You could tell that they did love him. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the movie, they just seemed like.
You suck.
Yeah.
You lost your monitor.
Yeah, exactly. And then when Graf comes to get Ender, Anderson is also with him. It's not just Graf. But that's because we didn't get Anderson and Graf's conversation beforehand. So we had to see Anderson being like, I'm not so sure about this. And Graf being like, nah, listen to this answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Graf and Anderson are talking about how they're just going to break Ender down. I'm like, wow, that's great.
What's funny, too, is when they talk about it like that, they also very much like they also realize he's a kid. So they're also kind of sad about it. They're like,
yeah,
this is going to suck. Like, we have to break him. That's what our purpose is with him. But he's a good kid. Like,
yeah,
it's going to be hard.
Yeah. Like one point in the future, I think I mention it. Graf even says, you know what? I hope he's not the kid because he's mm-hmm. such a good kid that mm-hmm. I hope he's not the one that I'm supposed to be breaking down like this. Mm-hmm. I felt so sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Ender and Graf left on a rocket with other recruits. And Ender laughed because he imagined Graf upside down because he was kind of floating through space, right? There's no gravity. And Graf's like, why are you laughing, soldier? And he's like, I'm sorry. I just thought it was funny because you're like, it looks like you're upside down. And yeah, Graf asks, does anybody else think that's funny? And everybody's like, no, no, no. He's like, that's because Ender's the only one that shows promise. Y'all are idiots. I don't think he said that, but Ender was shocked and embarrassed about being outed like that. He assumed he would be like the made fun of one, not the one being like, you're the best.
Mm-hmm.
And a kid named Bernard was behind Ender and he keeps kicking his seat. And finally, Ender grabbed him and threw him across the rocket. The boy ended up breaking his arm. And when they got off the rocket, Ender's upset with Graf. He's like, you're supposed to be my friend. Graf's like, no, I'm supposed to make you a military soldier. And Ender leaves and Graf and Anderson talk again. And Graf shares how, oh, this is it. He likes this and he hopes for that reason he isn't the one. Yeah, what I just said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is also when he says, like, little does he know I am his friend.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
I know.
Right off the bat in the fucking rocket, we meet Bean. And this pisses me the fuck off. Bean isn't supposed to be in his fucking recruit crew.
And he's not a launchy with him.
No, he's not. He's in a different freaking squad already up in the freaking space.
The space. He's in the space already.
I can't think of the command school. Not even the command school.
Battle school.
I'm so mad. I know a lot of people who are fans of this book love Bean's story more because on top of, so you've got Ender's story, which is 4 books. Then there's Bean's story, which is 4 books.
Oh, I thought Bean's shadow was part of Ender's story. That's his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
So there's 8 books altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And so Bean's shadow is just Ender's game from Bean's perspective.
Ooh.
And so a lot of people like that series more.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
I think it just gives them a separate perspective on Ender.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. So part of me thinks that that's why they introduced Bean so quick. Plus, because like if they didn't, Bean would be barely in it. But also, I'm like, if you did it right,
he would be in
it a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But other than that, it happens.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Graf and Anderson are chatting again. And about what a disaster that rocket ride was, because Anderson's like, this is the worst. You should have intervened. And Graf's like, I can't, because he can't have any parental help now. He needs to know he's on his own.
I know that there's a part where Anderson and Graf get into it, but I think that's later on, right before they're going to send Ender to command school.
I think so, too. Ender went to his dorm and he was left the worst bunk by the door. But he's like, hey, thanks, guys, for saving me this bunk. And Sergeant Dapp comes in and lets them know he's basically their mom for the next while.
I have a question.
Yes.
What age do you picture Sergeant Dapp?
Like max 20.
Thank you. When the guy came on the screen, I mean, obviously, I probably thought this, too, when I first saw it. But when I just rewatched it for this, I was like, sir,
isn't that Lemon like, from Bullet Train?
I don't think so. He's in a different movie, though.
Oh,
I would have loved that.
I thought it was Lemon.
That would have been even better.
But anyway, sorry, continue.
But I was like, sir, because in my head, like, I think I pictured him like 18.
Yeah, I expected like a teenager
messing around with the kids. Well, too.
If they were six. Yeah, probably no older.
Probably
than,
not even. Yeah
he's probably like, 16 max.
Yeah, not this adult. Mm-mm. In charge, because he's supposed to be freaking in the battle room with them. I was like, you're not going in there with them, otherwise you'd be killing the kids,
right? Yeah, Sergeant Dapp is supposed to be younger, but he comes in and he's basically, I'm your mom now, and they're laughing. He's like, yeah, laugh about it, but it's true. And Bernard has been getting a group of kids to gang up on different kids, like he's the bully leader. And Ender walks around and he saw there's this game room about like different strategy games and stuff. And eventually Ender played one against older boys and he won. So he felt more confident. And Bernard began making fun of this kid named Shen. It's not Shen, is it?
I don't know.
It sounded like Shen.
Well, then I would assume it's Shen because that's how it's spelled in the book.
Oh, OK. I didn't know if it was. I thought I spelled it wrong.
No.
OK.
No,
okay.
It's spelled like that. This is the one who doesn't have a butt.
Yeah. He does have a butt. But he makes fun of this kid named Shen for that reason. And Ender hacks the desk. Says futuristic time, right, guys? So they have these cool desks.
This is one of my favorite parts of the book is the like future, basically like iPad, I'm imagining, but also kind of like holographic.
Yes. That's what I'm imagining too. Yeah. So basically, like they have this desk and it shoots out messages to all these other desks, right? Like a text message would. Mm-hmm. But it automatically signs it. So if like Ender sent a message, it would say Ender at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But this one message sent to everybody is from God. And everybody's like, what the heck? And then another one sent from Bernard, but Bernard didn't send it. And Dap comes in, Bernard's flipping out. And Dap's like, well, it looks like you sent it. No one else can send it. And he's like, no. I thought it was so funny.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't make fun of the kid. Bernard doesn't make fun of the kid. Ender also doesn't go into the different game rooms, but then the rest of it happens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Graf and Anderson.
Oh, the other thing that I'm going to make note of here is the movie was definitely more modern. And so there were also like half girls, half boys in this, whereas the girls were supposed to be like few and far between in the battle school.
Yeah, there were some girls, but not nearly as many.
No.
So we're with Graf and Anderson. Oh.
Sorry, I got some nitpicky stuff right here.
Yes, please.
So one of the things that Dap explains when he's telling them how to get around the school is they have to follow the lights that flash their color. And their color is like the one that they start with is like brown, yellow, brown, or orange, yellow, orange, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a three color combo. In the movie, it's one. I was mad. I was like, you're telling me you have a ton of squads up there and they each can have one color. Okay. And also in the movie, Graf is almost in every single scene. But
yeah,
I also realized they cast Harrison Ford.
So they gotta.
Mm-hmm.
And yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're back with Graf and Anderson, speaking of. And Anderson said that Graf is screwing everything up by not getting involved. And Anderson said he's not going to promote him this early, which never happens because Graf is like, we got to promote him out of here. Like, he can't be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And, Anderson wants to promote him. And Graf is like, no, Ender needs to stay here and work more with his launch group to get to know them a little bit more and build... Because Anderson wants him out of there because he's screwed up so much.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen in the movie.
Nope. They are put into a simulation room where there's no gravity. So they're in outside space. They have special suits and weapons. And a boy named... How did I say it? How do you say it?
I say Eli.
Yes. That's how they said it on audio too. Eli and Ender get chatting and they're working on figuring out what the weapons do. Because Dap is like, here we go. Just figure it out. And so they're like, okay, well, what happens if we get shot? So... They each shot each other's legs and they froze and they're like, oh, okay, let's go do this. And so they get Shen and they got Bernard and they teamed up and they started stunning everyone and their team won.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's all pissed off. They're like, we weren't ready. And they're like, yeah, the same amount of time these guys did. I love that.
In the movie, Ender has now been writing emails to Valentine, which does not happen.
No. Did you picture the simulation room to look like that?
No, I pictured it like a white room, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I picture like this bright white room with big like squares that they fly around. Ooh. For the stars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I pictured a black room because I thought space.
Okay. Right?
So
that
black
makes sense.
But this one had like the windows so they could see.
I know, that's space. Cool.
It was cool, but I was like, well, that's not how I pictured it.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't.
But I guess that makes sense, it. Right? If you want to keep it more.
Yeah. Realistic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So now Ender's playing a game on his computer, tablet, table, desk thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Fairyland. And he's obsessed with it. It's the beginning of the game. There's this giant and he offers him two potions. He's like, one will let you pass and one will kill you. Turns out the game's rigged. And no matter which potion he takes, he dies. Finally, he gets frustrated enough that he kicks the potions down. And he tore the giant's eyeball out like cottage cheese.
So this happens, but in the movie, Eli is with him when he does this, which no one's with him when he does this.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of freaked Eli out, like, whoa, what the hell? But I realized that the only reason they did it is because there's stuff that Ender says to Eli about his thought process with this that we only got because of internal monologue in the book. And I was like, it makes sense why he's got another kid there with him, but also... not really, because this is literally like this game is Ender's mindfuck from the government while also his link to the buggers. So
yeah
and booked it. yeah
he's also a mouse in it for some reason.
I know, I thought that was weird. It's supposed to be him. Well, not even him, like a character he's playing. It's, like a human.
It's like
not a mouse.
I pictured it first person. Is that what it is? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the hands and that's it.
I think I pictured third person, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's a little mouse he is for some reason.
Don't ask me.
All right. So Graf and Anderson, they're discussing Ender's Fairyland game, and Ender is being very successful with his launchies, but Graf and Anderson decide it's time to promote him, so he's unsuccessful again.
Yeah, that happens.
So mean.
Mm-hmm. It's mean, but it's also it works.
It does.
It makes him figure shit out.
I wonder if that's how they really do it in the military.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I wouldn't know.
I know. I'm okay not knowing.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to know.
I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ale.
You just were saying it.
I know I was.
A lie.
Well, it's spelled so weird.
A-L-I-L-I.
I'm sorry if your name is a lie out there. My white girl brain can't. Eli was asking Ender how to secure his desk because he figured out Ender was able to do it. Like he hacked his own desk and locked things so that if other people figure out how to hack, they couldn't
hack him.
Yeah. And before he showed him, like he's like trying to log on, he's like, I can't because he's being transferred. So Eli, dude, thank goodness this is like one of the last times they see each other. Eli held his face and whispered shalom and kissed his cheeks, which he knew was super important and like mm-hmm. sacred to him because mm-hmm. religion is like not allowed.
No. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wish that was in the movie.
I know. It was so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eli doesn't ask him to secure his desk in the movie, but he did find out he was being transferred.
Yep. So now here he goes. He's off to Salamander Army. And before going there, he goes to the game room and plays the Fairyland game. He climbs past the dead giant because it saves every point. So he's now killed the giant, climbs past it. He saw these fairies and wolf children trying to attack him.
Which to me... blows my mind that he never put it together that all of this was real.
What do you mean?
The game.
Mm-hmm.
It like you would. I mean, I guess in games you can save, but the fact that like sometimes I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Okay, because I didn't put it together either. So what are you talking about? Like at this point, for sure. Like in the end, obviously.
Oh yeah, no. At this point, you don't. You're not supposed to figure it out, but it's like. It's kind of obvious because it wasn't just him climbing past a dead giant. It was him climbing past a dead giant that was starting to decay.
Oh, I see. Like real time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's like each time he goes, the giant is
more and more decayed, or there's moss and grass growing over it, or yeah, things so like that.
If it was just a save game, it would be
the corpse you just killed.
Dude, no, I just put together that it legit was the land at the end.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Nope. I just thought it was like, that's how they're being like, this is how you'll know where to go. And they made no. like the land after. It's the real place. He's going there. How did the military people not know that?
Because they couldn't, they didn't realize that the buggers were talking to him.
But like, do other kids play this game?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because to why me, wouldn't they so, be suspicious of a game that only Ender can play?
Well, obviously not, because everyone's playing it, right? But I bet you only Ender's is the one that the buggers are linking to and being like, all right, this is it. Because to me, Ender's game is this. It's not him doing battle school and doing that game perfectly. Oh, it's this, because at the end of the book, they lead him to the egg.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. So I just think all the kids have access to it. All the kids play it. To them, they're like, oh, he's just finding new ways to do this.
OK.
They're fucking idiots is why.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
OK.
Well, also think about it, because it's on the planet that no one goes on to, really, because they're like, ooh, it's the bugger planet. So.
All right. Yeah. But so does the game look like that for everybody?
Probably not. I don't know.
I don't either.
I would think not.
You gotta watch, you gotta read the Bean book and see if,
yeah, that's true. If he plays it. Yeah. Cause how they talk about the game, they know about it. They know that kids play it. So obviously.
Interesting.
I just think the buggers could like knew that they could have a connection with him and were like, ooh, he seems like a nice guy. We need to work with him.
Oh.
Be our friend.
We come in peace.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He finally gets past all the wolf children and the fairies, and he goes to the room, which is labeled the end of the world. But the game turns off, and it makes him report to his new army. Bonzo is the leader, and he is pissed.
Isn't it Bonzo?
Bonzo. Yeah, probably. Bonzo.
Because he says in the book, don't call me Bonzo, it's Bonzo.
Okay.
But Bonzo. They don't freaking do that in the movie.
Yeah,
so then everyone calls him Bonzo in the movie.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Bonzo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bonzo is the leader, and he's pissed he has a six-year-old on his army now, because usually they don't get transferred till they're, what, like nine or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Ender he's not allowed to participate in any of the fights because they are just finally starting to win. And he, this girl named Petra befriended him. And she would teach him before breakfast when it's their free period.
Yeah, this happens, except for the weird thing with Petra is they not only like they don't ever really train in the simulation area. They like train fighting.
Yeah.
And I was like, when is that?
Right.
When is he going to use that?
Yeah. I'm like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
So Ender ended up meeting with his old launchy group and they practiced together during his other free period, free time. And Ender taught them all he was learning, and he was able to actually practice what Bonzo wouldn't let him do in Salamander Army. Bonzo found out and yelled at him, which Ender asked to speak to him privately, which he had to agree to. It's the rules of being commander or whatever he is. And Ender explained, you cannot stop me because it's my free period and I will continue to do this, but I'll follow orders. And so I'll let you also make it look like you didn't lose face and you won. And then tomorrow you can agree.
Because he's fucking smart.
I'd be so pissed. Like if I was the commander, like when he's a jerk for saying you can't do this. Mm-hmm. But like if I was outsmarted, I would be like, yeah. Yeah. And next morning it went just like that. But Ender was still instructed not to pull his weapons out in battle, which is the reason they lost the next game, because he could have easily took out two people or a person and they would have won. But he's like, no, I'm not allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the movie, Ender does not practice with his launchies, which pisses me off because mm-hmm. that's some of the better freaking stories in the book. Mm-hmm. And Bonzo yells at him for practicing with Petra. And that's how that scene comes to be. But then the rest of that happens.
And then eventually Bonzo traded him to Rat Army.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're back with Anderson and Graft, who are arguing. And Anderson thought what Graft was doing was stupid and that he's going to ruin the whole system of their school. And Ender isn't, if Ender isn't the one. And he wanted to report him to higher ups because there's a difference. In the book, Anderson is male.
Yeah. And in the movie, Anderson is female.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the movie, at this point, after Ender's been transferred again, he's playing the Fairyland game. And I'm so mad at this because this is like hit you over the head with it. This is why the bugger shows up in the game. In the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It shows up and, like, has this full conversation with Ender. And I'm like,
oh, that's right.
That's not supposed to even happen yet.
Like, right?
That's fucking at the end of the book.
Like, the end.
Yeah, why are you... And it doesn't happen in the game. It happens in real life.
Right.
At the land where the game took place. But, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I'll let you get there.
Okay.
Because actually, I don't think... I lied. He doesn't get transferred to Rat because he goes from Salamander to Dragon.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So this is all during Rat Army now. Is it Rose? Rose? What was the leader? Rose was like short. It was like
Rosencrantz?
Maybe.
Why do I feel like that's a like Shakespeare name?
I don't know. It was a longer name and they nicknamed them Rose or some...
Yeah.
Form of that. So he's pissed that Ender didn't listen to him and was on his desk. Oh, because he told, first thing he comes out is like, you're not allowed to use your desk and you can't stand up for, or you can't participate with your launches anymore. And again, he did the same thing. He's like, this is my free time and I need to do my studies. Yes, I can. So then Ender and Dink, who's another...
Remember, too, this is a 6-year-old saying all this.
To, like, a 12-year-old.
Yeah, actually, I think at this point, he's 9.
Oh, is it fast-forwarded?
Yeah, it's jumped. He might not be 9. He might be, like, 7 or 8.
Okay.
It's jumped a few years.
Okay. Ender and Dink talked, and Dink is another, like, little recruit teammate.
Mm-hmm.
And Dink hates all of this. He's like... They have tried to promote me a few times, but I say no, because the teachers are the enemies here. They are. There's no real war going on. The government is messing with the bugger footage and it's just all crazy. And during one of his launchy practices, a bunch of bigger boys came in and tried to beat them up. But they were in the zero gravity area, so they knew how to work all this. And they ended up hurting up the bigger guys and they got away fine. And then Ender went and played the fairy tale game, Fairyland.
I'm so bummed that wasn't in the movie.
I know. The fight?
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Mm-hmm. I liked that.
Me too. Showed that the launchies were learning shit.
Yep.
But yeah, that does not happen.
Nope. And when he was playing the Fairyland game, there was a snake that he killed to get past. And he saw this mirror and it had Peter in it. And it was like a nowadays photo of Peter, mm-hmm. not a back however many years ago. Kid. Yeah. And he's freaked out and he tried to break the mirror, but it wouldn't break.
That part happened in the game, too, right before the bugger came and talked to him.
Then we're talking with someone. I think it's Graf and Anderson, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They're arguing about how the computer could have possibly gotten an updated picture of Peter.
Mm-hmm.
OK. See, this is when it starts getting confusing in the audiobook because they had these two people with the same voice. And all of a sudden now it's like a different voice. And I'm like.
You're like, who?
Wait.
Oh, wait, no, because a third person did come in.
Okay.
So the higher up of them.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not
I
crazy.
Can't remember the name. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But now we're with Valentine. So we're following Valentine back on Earth.
Let me tell you, none of this happens.
We don't follow Valentine at all.
I know. And their story, too, is good.
Theirs is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So she's upset because they moved after 2 years of Ender leaving. And she's like, she's not going to know where we are when he comes back. And Peter, though, seems to be thriving in school. But Valentine has seen him skin a squirrel alive and all this sort of stuff. He tortures them and he comes to Valentine and asks for help. And they are the two of the smartest people in the flipping world, and they see some messed up stuff in the government, but they can't change it because they don't have access to the computers. So Valentine has to agree, or she at first she doesn't agree because she's like, we're 10 and 12 years old. Like, what are we going
to
do?
Peter says if she goes to their parents and it's like, we need computers because Peter's slacking, we need to get better for his schooling. Basically, he wants her to be the one to cry to their parents to get them a computer.
Because if he does, it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
And he continues to try and convince her, and he even starts to cry. And she knows he's manipulating her, but for some reason, she agrees. And they got the idea, or the ID, and they're on the internet.
It's because she's part of why they liked this family. All of them want the power that they each end up getting. It's something that drives them. Mm-hmm. And so, although she was like, I hate this, she was also thinking, but I could change things. So this could be good.
As Bree said, this doesn't happen. Now we're following Peter. Valentine and him have worked really hard, and they've created these two characters. Valentine was Demosthenes, and Peter was Locke. And mm-hmm. Valentine doesn't really believe what she's making Demosthenes preach, and she doesn't like it when she hears her dad agree with him.
Is that how the audiobook said it?
Demosthenes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I have been pronouncing it Demosthenes.
I mean, that's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
Mm-hmm. But that does not happen.
Yep. So now Ender's 9. So he must have been like 7.
Mm-hmm.
He is the leader of his own tune now. So he's still in Rat Army, but he's in charge of his own little people in Rat Army.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still very lonely. He still plays the Fairyland game, even though it's really boring now because nothing is changing. And he continues to go back to the end of the world and just see Peter and die every time.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in the movie.
Nope. It's one of these podcast episodes, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
At Valentine's school, Graft is there, and she starts worrying that they found out about her and Peter. But then he starts talking about Ender, and they told her about the Fairyland game and Peter's picture, and he asked for help because Ender was at a standstill and he just was not motivated to do anything. She got angry and didn't want to help, especially when she found out they didn't give him any of the letters she wrote, because she wrote to him for a year, freaking the notebook.
Except for with brother and sister.
Yes. And eventually she agreed, though, because Graf said, well, if you don't write it, we'll write it for you.
That part does happen.
I think it does, right?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Graf does come and get her to come visit Ender.
Ender read Valentine's
letter.
Oh, wait.
Just kidding. No, they don't do the letter.
Oh, they talk face-to-face, right?
Yeah, at the lake.
Oh, so they splurge. They put this and the next mm-hmm. one together.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they screwed it up.
Yeah, they did.
Ender read Valentine's letter, though he knew they made her write it. So he's like, well, how honest is this then? He cried because he hated how much the government controlled his life, and he decided he wasn't going to listen to them anymore. And he played the Fairyland game and accidentally kissed the snake instead of killing it. And it turned into Valentine, and they ventured to the end of the world together.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Valentine did end up going into the game with them, but that was before the bugger.
Yes. It was like all at the same time when he first discovered it.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Not years later.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, after my last thing with the game, that was the last time the game was played in the movie.
Oh, it plays in all the book.
Mm-hmm.
So Valentine was given a note saying she won an award, but couldn't publicly get it yet because it's classified. I'm like, wow, right. She was so upset that she went home and had Demosthenes write a paper about why they should be allowed to have as many children as they want, and third is the best thing someone could be called. Peter thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
No.
Mm-mm.
I thought it was so sweet, too.
There's literally just one scene with Valentine and Ender at the lake that Allie will talk about way later.
Way later. Anderson and Graf are talking about how Ender is finally happy, so naturally they're going to ruin that.
And that doesn't happen either.
Nope. They just do it.
Instead, Graf talks to Ender about how he's thinking about putting back together a team called the Dragon Team. And Ender's like, well, I've never heard of the Dragon Team. Graf's like, well,
it's because they always lose.
Mm-hmm.
But we
So we discontinued
it.
Yeah. And then Ender's like, well, then why can't I get a new name? And he goes, because we already have the uniforms.
And all that happens right here in the book. Ender got transferred to his own army dragon. But unfortunately, he got no veterans. They are all like.
Yet in the movie, he got all his buddies.
Yep. All his launchy group. No. Plus some of the other friends he's made along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. In this one, he has nobody he knows, and he's not allowed to trade any of them, which is like a key element that leaders are allowed to do. Mm-hmm. And so they're changing all these rules. Ender picked on the smallest kid named Bean, like Graf did to him.
Wow.
Wow.
We're meeting him so far into the book.
We met him an hour ago in the movie.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
After training, he went to do training with his launchies. So he's like double training. And Anderson's like, nah, you're not allowed to do that anymore. And Ender's pissed.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Nope.
Basically, Ender gets his buddies in the dragon army, and then they get their first fight right away.
Yep. Like, day of.
Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, guys, we're here. Oh, look, I got our first fight.
Because, like, in the book, it said what? It said, like, 9 weeks or mm-hmm. something like mm-hmm. that before the first fight. It
gave them time to practice together. Yeah. And then they got their first fight.
This one, they only got, like, 2 weeks, but it wasn't day of.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're talking about it.
And also the day of fight in the movie is the one where he has to go up against two squads.
What the fudge?
Whereas that happens in the book, but way later.
So Anderson and Graf, and we're talking with Graf, and he's trying to, or he's getting tired of using kids for this war. He suggests maybe we give up and just don't win this thing. And Anderson's like, that sounds like treason. And he's like, ugh.
That doesn't happen in the movie.
Nope. Ender was isolated again because the bigger kids were making fun of him for being so young, but continuing to win every battle. So they're just jealous of him. Normally, there are days between battles, but Dragon Army has had a battle every single day for a week. Ender has been studying the propaganda videos because he wants to learn as much as he can about the buggers, because that's how he always wins. And he knows his enemy. And Ender was called to Graf's office. Anderson was also there, and Ender got pissed and said, if they're going to keep changing the rules, at least put him against an army that's a challenge. And they told him they want him happy. And he countered, no, you don't. You want me the best soldier, and you've achieved that. So,
mm-hmm.
They gave him a slip that said he would be going into battle in 10 minutes. And Ender ran to his team. They were late, so they knew the other team was already in the ideal positions. So he froze some of his team, made a ship out of their bodies, put Bean inside it. So he's like a little, he's protected, shoved him out there. Bean shot them all. They won within minutes. And Ender was pissed because he's like, the rule changed and we still are winning. Like, mm-hmm. you guys suck.
They kind of meshed this battle in with the battle that they first have in the movie, because that's the same tactics that were used in that battle with the two armies. And the first half of that scene does not happen.
Nope. There's like only really one battle in the movie.
Yeah, there is.
Like one before the...
One battle, and then it's like, cool, you get to go to command school now.
Yeah. Like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're with Bean. Mm-hmm. Oh, another fun fact was that Orson Scott Card was a secret audio voice in the book. I don't know which one he was, but
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyways, so now we're with Bean. I could see it being Bean because Bean only had like mm-hmm. two parts. Ender called him to his room, and Ender told him he's in charge of a special team, and he'll be training them as well as learning with the main group. And they spoke about how messed up the teachers were going about things. And he let Bean stay the night in his room. I thought that was
mm-hmm.
so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That didn't happen.
Nope. Their new... His new thing is, like, cheating, though. But, I mean, I guess they're cheating against him. So, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Because his new thing is... Bean gets a rope that he just, like, ties it onto something and he gets yes. to pull himself sort of around.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's a great idea, but that seems like cheating.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to see that.
I know. That didn't super happen, right?
Mm-mm.
Someone in the higher-ups came and spoke to Graf and Bonzo and Graf about Bonzo and Ender, because Graf said they are not going to intervene, but they have heard rumors that Bonzo is pissed off and no one else is going to save him. He needs to know that. No one will ever save him. The higher-ups are pissed.
I forgot to say, in their first battle in the movie, one of Ender's people randomly was like, "Ow, I hurt myself." And Ender was like, "Go get to the nurse. Someone find us a sub or some." I can't even remember. But then Petra comes running in and is like, "Hey, I heard you need a sub."
Like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm. When really, they're supposed to go against Petra's squad at some point, and then Petra gets pissed because Ender wins.
But like, not pissed like everybody else. Like, pissed like, good game, but I'm mad that we lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the part that Allie just said does not happen.
So here's what I was talking about. Bean has a new rope that he's training with, and they leave the arena after beating the army again that cheated against them. Petra warned them, "Hey, people are going to try and beat you guys up." And Ender wondered if Petra was in on it because she was trying to hold back Ender as his team continued to walk. And Ender had noticed all these punk kids all around. And so he went to his room and got a warning on his desk from Dirk that also said, "Don't go anywhere alone." So like, all these people know stuff's about to go down.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, they were all exhausted from another battle, and Ender wanted to shower, and he was cornered in the bathroom by Bonzo and a group of guys. Dirk tries to come in and stop all of this, but Bonzo stopped him. Bonzo attacked Ender, and Ender fought him and knocked him out, but did one final blow to his head, and Ender went back to his room and he cried and he told Dirk, "It's like, I didn't want to hurt anybody. Why won't they just leave me alone?" That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. I know. So in the movie, no one warns him that Bonzo is going to attack him. Bonzo just goes and attacks him, and Bonzo comes with a group of people, but then after Ender is like, "Oh, you can't fight me by yourself," Bonzo makes the guys leave. So then it's just him and Ender in the shower area. And the rest of that happens, except for once. Well, it's weird because Ender like knocks him out. And because of how he falls back and hits his head rather than Ender doing one final blow to the head.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then right after, Ender starts crying in the locker room, like, help, we need help in here. And then Ender goes and watches Bonzo's surgery, which he's not supposed to. He's not supposed to know what happens to him.
Mm-mm. He finds out that he was shipped back to Earth.
Mm-hmm. We find out it's just the body.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that he just got to go home.
Yeah.
So he fell asleep and he woke up later that day. He had to do another battle. Oh my gosh. And this time he had to fight two armies at once. Here's the one battle that he does
in the movie.
He ended up doing a formation, which Dragon has never done before. And he was like, "Why not? Let's do it." He also decided if the teachers can cheat, so can he. So they did this formation, and then all they had to do to win was go through the other gate.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have four people touch the corners and one person go through.
Mm-hmm.
So they did this formation where they had five people go down the other gate and everybody else was like distracting, and they went through when the whole team was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "What the heck?" And Anderson comes out and is like, "We're rewriting the rules now."
Mm-hmm.
And Ender just went off. Mm-hmm. And Bean came to Ender's room and let him know he's being transferred to his own army along with half of their team. Ender's like, of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are really nervous because none of them know how to beat Ender. He's like, "Don't worry, I'm not even going to participate in the games anymore. I'm done."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That does not... Well, Ender does go off on them, but the rest of that does not happen.
Yep. And turns out Ender isn't going to participate in the games anymore because not just his choice, but he is graduating to command school, which he's like, nah, I'm not going. And this never happens. You have to be at least 16, but Ender is 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens.
Mm-hmm. Bean is just shocked at what is happening and goes back to his bunk and cries.
That we don't see.
Nope. Graf and Ender went back to Earth because they had to make a pit stop there before going to command school.
So this happens, but it's not because they make a pit stop there. It's because Graf needs Valentine to talk Ender into going to commander school.
That's kind of what I thought it was in the book, too.
Yeah, pretty much is. I think Graf also needed to do something else down there. I can't remember.
I have no idea. So there's conversations between higher ups. And well, this is when we find out Ender killed Bonzo. And the bully back on Earth, too, when he was 6 years old, he killed him, too. And no one has told him. The higher-ups figured out that Demosthenes and Locke are Peter and Valentine, but they decide not to do anything about it quite yet.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen.
Nope. Graf came to talk to Valentine. He told Valentine he needs her help again, but this time she gets to see Ender. Ender has officially given up and doesn't want to do command school. Graf shares that he knows about her and Peter's secret, and Valentine and Ender have a good talk. Eventually, she does convince him to continue training, but she feels horrible about it because she knows how awful and sucky this is. She feels like she tricked her brother, but Ender knew that he had to do it because he had to save Valentine from the buggers.
So in the movie, I thought this was stupid because Graf goes to Ender's mom to be like, hey, I need Valentine. Whereas in the book, he went straight to Valentine's school and picked her up.
Right.
And no one else knew that Ender was in town.
As it should be.
Yeah. Because you would think mother would want to see her child too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then basically the conversation that Graf and Valentine have when they're talking about the letters is what they have now before Valentine goes and talks to Ender and convinces him to go.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it has not been years in between when he left and now in the movie.
Because he did one battle.
Yeah.
I swear, it's been like 1 year.
Yeah, if even. Mm-hmm.
So Graf and Ender are on their way to command school now, and they were on Earth for 2 months, and it takes full 3 months to fly there. So Graf and Ender are chatting during breakfast and all this sort of stuff, and Ender always asks about the buggers. And he says, the only way I can beat my enemy is by knowing them. And the buggers communicate without talking, we find out. They just think and work as one unit. And this time the plan is for the humans to attack first.
So when they're going to command school, I thought it was weird because Dap ends up going with them.
Yes. I thought that was so odd.
I was like, why is he going with them?
He's supposed to be like
done.
Not even a
character
graduate, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like
he's still in school.
That's my thought, right? Isn't it? Because he's basically
what Ender was for Dragon Army.
Yeah, but for the launchies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So odd.
I know. I thought that was very, very weird. Mm-hmm. And then basically the first time Ender asks about the buggers, Rackham is like, okay, let's do it. I'll show it to you in the movie. Whereas in the book, he's like, no, not yet. No, not yet.
Oh, yeah. I know. We haven't even met Rackham yet.
Yeah. No. He's right here in the movie.
Yes.
Who this is the person who defeated the buggers the first time they came around.
Yes. Yes. But he's a major character that Ender has been watching on all the propaganda and all that sort of stuff.
And he knows that basically the government is looking for their next Rackham.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with the Admiral and Graft, and we're talking about what Ender knows. And he knows almost everything because Graf has told him a lot. But he doesn't know really about the weapon, so Admiral can go teach him about that.
This doesn't get shown.
That's okay. That was pointless.
Mm-hmm.
Ender plays the simulator game, and because now he has a new game where he's like in the simulation, but like he's not in it. I didn't picture it. I pictured him like
watching it.
Yeah, and him just instructing his troops where to go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's in command school for about a year now, and it was very easy. He's like, this game is so easy and it's not getting harder. And Graf's like, okay. And then he leaves. And then he wakes up and this old man is in his room. Mm-hmm. And Ender goes to leave, but the door is locked. He's ignoring the old man because he knows it's another test and they want him to talk to this old man. So he decided to wait it out. Well, then it's taking freaking forever. So he's like, fine, I'll start working out. And the old man smacked Ender, but then went back to very peaceful. I imagine like a cartoon. Like, you know, when they're like sitting there peaceful and then goes.
I imagine Rafiki.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. Ender and him spoke. Hey, look, we talk about Lion King again. So Ender and him talk, and in commander school, and he's an older student, always teams up with a younger student. We find out this is Mazer Rackham, who was the commander that won the last bugger army.
We already knew that in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Rackham has a ton of face markings in the movie, and it's like a prominent storyline, and he talks about how he's Maori and how that's part of his family history or whatever. And I was like, this isn't in the book. Why is this added into the movie?
Does what's his name have tattoos?
Kingsley? No.
Yeah. Well, then why? What's the point?
I don't know.
That was my thoughts. I was like, maybe he has tattoos, so they had to do this.
No.
Is he from Iron Man?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the same one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this after this.
Okay. So Mazer was giving Ender as much knowledge about the buggers as he could. They watched old footage of the battles. Mazer let him know that he would be setting up his simulations now, but he needed armies to command. And then out pops all his friends from battle school. Mazer let him know that many students have gotten this far, but they have all failed.
Yeah, that pretty much happens. But what I'll say here is one of the things that bugs me is they talk a lot about how the buggers remind them of bees in the book, but in the movie they referred to them as ants.
That's right.
And I was like, I feel like that's two very different distinctions.
Yeah, that's odd. Like, why?
I don't know. Why make that difference? Because I feel like, because again, they talk about the hive mind,
right?
So beehive, right? I don't know ants, so who's to say they don't also have a hive mind, but I don't think they do.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So I was like, that's kind of, you're changing things up here.
Yeah, if we have any insectologists.
Yeah, tell us, please.
I don't think that's what they're called.
Whatever you want to call yourself.
So, Ender did many battles, and he's continuing to win them all. He kept his troops alive for the most part, but...
I love Bones, and my favorite character is the bug person. And for some reason, I think he calls himself an entomologist.
Okay.
But I can't remember.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm. I think it is, but
okay.
Watch it be wrong.
He kept his troops alive for the most part, but sometimes he had to sacrifice some of his troops to win the game. And he's like, well, greater good. At one point, he pushes Petra too far, though, and she has this breakdown, and she had to be logged off for a few days. He was also pushed too hard at one point, and he eventually passed out, and he was sick for a few days. And finally, though, get back to it. It's time for his final battle.
Yeah, that did not happen in the movie.
Nope, he was just hunky-dory the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And then they already knew that they had a graduation battle. The final battle, they never really told him it was the final battle or like the graduation battle until it was done. And then they were like, movie? Guess what? In the book.
Well, they said it was his last test.
Yeah.
And he chose not to tell.
Yeah. But Petra is the one in the movie who's like, we should get some sleep. We have our graduation battle tomorrow.
Yeah. No. Graf or Mazer. Mazer told Ender. It's his final battle.
Yeah.
And he has all these people coming. And Ender's like, well, I'm not going to tell all the guys, all the troops, because I don't mm-hmm. want them freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the last test, all the higher ups came to the room. And Ender's put into it. And he's like, what the heck?
Because the night before the final test in the movie, freaking Ender tells Petra that he's able to talk to the buggers.
What?
Yeah.
I forgot. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait, no, that's after their final battle.
Okay.
Sorry.
But still
he keeps that secret. Ugh. That's something that he doesn't tell anyone.
No one at all.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise. All mm-hmm. right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So in the final battle, it's 1,000 to 1. Like, there's no freaking way he's going to win. And he's pissed off. And he's like, this is the dumbest thing. Fine. If the teachers are going to cheat, so am I. So he went in and he's like, I'm going to go straight for their home and just destroy them from the inside. So he goes and he does that and he sacrifices some troops, but he won the battle and everyone starts cheering and Graf is crying and Ender's like, what the heck? I cheated. Why are you happy? I thought you'd be pissed. And it turns out that was the actual battle and he won the war. Like, what the?
I think that would piss me off to then realize that all of these simulations have been actual battles. I would be like,
were all of them or just this one?
All of them.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. That's why Rackham, Ender kept asking, like, why aren't you changing this up? Or like, why are you doing it like this? And Rackham would just stay silent because he's like, I can't tell you it's the real deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just this one.
No, it's all of them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Mm-hmm. Like that, I feel like.
Dude, because what if Ender just was like, this is stupid, and gave up one time, and he's just like, I'm going to see what happens, and like sends all his troops out there to die.
That's why in the one, the fight before the last one, when he like recklessly sent troops out, Rackham was like, what the hell are you doing? Those are your troops.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's a simulation. I don't care. Whereas Rackham's like,
you are killing people.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awful.
Mm-hmm.
Poor man. Poor troops. He just didn't care about.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, Ender was pissed. He basically just slept and gave up on life. And people tried to wake him up. But he was like, they're like, well, Ender, a war is going down on Earth. And he's like, I don't really care. He's like, all the nations want you or want you dead. He's like, whatever. And he rolls over and sleeps.
Yeah, this doesn't happen. Instead, after the last battle, once he finds out that they won the war, him and Petra run outside without helmets on.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've been able to talk to the buggers. And then he goes and finds the egg.
Mm-hmm. So Ender eventually woke up and Alai came and let him know that there was a battle going on here at the command school. And the battle on Earth is done because they all accepted Locke's proposal. The friends were all there and they chatted and they didn't know what they were supposed to do now because life.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know life.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen.
Nope. Graf and Anderson are talking about what life holds for them now. And Ender got that land that he went to down on the lake. That's his now.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in the movie. No.
Ender was working on, like, getting knowledge on different fields since, you know, has nothing useful under his belt. And he was told, you have a visitor in his new job. And he's like, I don't want to talk to anybody. And it's Valentine. And Valentine says she's going to a new colony and she wanted Ender to come too. And Ender's like, nah, I don't want to go because that was the bugger land I just destroyed. She explained, if we go there, or if you go back to Earth, Peter's going to have control of him because that was, like, a deal or something that happened.
Mm-hmm. That was part of the Locke agreement.
Yes. And she gave Mazer and Graf are going as well as Demosthenes, and they wanted Ender to be governor. And he finally agreed.
This does not happen in the movie. All of this would have been great. Plus, I'm like, okay, if you're adapting a book that you know is part of a series, why aren't you setting it up like
the next one?
Yeah. Like, yeah, sure. He finds the egg. But that's not all. I mean, of course, I don't know because I haven't read the book. So right. Who am I to say? But I feel like that's not all you need to set up for the next ones.
Right. But fast forward, they've been on this new planet for 8 years now. Ender is traveling around with a kid who's 11. And they went exploring this new planet because they want to start another colony so they can start doing trades with them. And they travel far and far and they found one that just looked like fairyland. What? That's weird. And Ender knew it was the buggers had made it for him. And he followed the same path he did when he played the game. And it led him to the end. And there was the queen egg there. And she spoke to him through his head and let him know they didn't realize what they were doing at first. When they first attacked, they thought they were the only ones on the planet. And they tried to leave the humans alone after that. And Ender felt grief. They felt so sad that they had ruined the humans' lives and all this sort of stuff. And then they felt grief because their colony was gone. And but I forgive you for killing my people. And she's like, you didn't know better. And
this part's pissed me off because this is when the bugger talks to him in the video game and they don't ever, because it's not the fucking egg talking, you can't tell that they're doing their mind link thing. Mm-hmm. It just seems like it's, oh, part of the video game, the bug's talking to him.
Right.
It pisses me off every time I watch it. I'm like, holy fuck, what? Why is this at the middle of the movie and not at the end?
Right.
And not coming from a fucking egg.
So he then goes back to his place. He's like, I'm gonna find a safe place for you and I will let you live. And he went back and he wrote a story called Speaker for the Dead. And then Peter wrote to them. He's 77 now because time is different on Earth. And Ender wrote a story for him as well. And Valentine wrote a novel for the Bugger War.
I actually think that the second book in Ender's series is called Speaker for the Dead.
Yeah, that's the book he wanted to read or write.
Hell yeah, he wanted to read that book.
So he's like, well, crap, I have to set it up.
Yeah.
And so that's how he set it up.
Mm-hmm.
What a creative way to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I like reading this, it's a book that Ender wrote. Mm-hmm. I'll read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's anything, one of my favorite.
Anything?
None of that happens. It all happened in the video game. Woo.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. We finished.
Yep.
I actually don't. I think it's exactly as long as I thought it would be. Oh, it's shorter.
It is.
Hey, I'll take it.
Pretty good.
I'll take it.
All right. So we have IMDb cast of 49 people. We have Azza Butterfield as Ender.
It's hard because I do wish that he was younger, but I do like him. He's good for it, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Then we have Harrison Ford as Colonel Graf.
God, he's so fucking good. I love him. So he's great. Perfect. He's great.
I really liked him, too. I'm back in his
slightly biased too because put Harrison Ford back in space and I'm happy.
I was about to say he's back in his Star Wars element. We have Haley Steinfeld as Petra.
Yeah, she did good.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, it's hard because I picture all of these kids as what they are, kids.
Right. So they're older. So it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But for the age, but they for gave them.
Yeah.
Yep. Abigail, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Abigail Breslin, Valentine.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Kingsley's Mazer.
I freaking love him. He's so good.
He's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Viola Davis as Anderson.
She did really good.
I think so. I was shocked when I was like, I recognize her from what? And then it's like Viola Davis. I'm like, oh, from like everything.
Everything. What's funny? What just made me pause? I'm pretty positive. Actually, I'm 1,000% positive. I have a picture with Bean.
What?
Yeah, I think he went to the Divergent premiere.
What?
Yeah.
Well, find it and we'll post it.
I
know.
I was just thinking that. I was like, hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I actually remember being very excited. I was like, you're Bean.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Bean is Aramis Knight.
Aramis Knight?
Uh-huh. Aramis Knight.
He did good. Yeah.
He's cute.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got, how do you say it?
Moises.
Arias. Uh-huh. As Bonzo.
He's good. He's a good dick.
He is. I think he, was it him? Was he the Disney star that died?
Yeah. Oh, he died?
I don't remember if it was him. I know one of them.
He was in Five Feet Apart and he died in that movie.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
No, that's. Not the right one. Moises.
Oh. Where is it? Nope, he is not. I know that Cameron, what's his name, from...
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
I thought he did, too.
That's hilarious.
I'm glad he did not. I like him. Most known for Ender's Game. Wasn't he, like, in Hannah Montana? Was he Rocco?
Yeah.
Or whatever the kid's name was. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
It's not even on his top.
That's funny. That's funny.
What the heck? IMDb.
I mean, that was years ago.
Oh, there he is. Way like 20.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's where I know him from.
And then Gavin Hood, who is our screenplay writer and director, played the voice of the giant.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
Yep.
He did good.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is the book and the movie, the theme of it, the same?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Space, war, mm-hmm. fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Do the characters stay true to how they're written?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have no beef.
Mm-mm. What do you prefer?
Book.
I also do.
It's way better.
Why?
It's way.
No, I like I said, one of my favorite parts is him doing his practices in the simulation room. And you don't get any of that in the movie. In the movie, it's all about the like pushing him through and getting him promoted so that he'll win the war and like his character development rather than like, oh, watch him do this and watch him do that.
No, reading the battles and how different they are mm-hmm. and like how he strategically figures them out is mm-hmm. just the best part.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why I like
battles. I agree.
Would you recommend to a friend?
1,000%. I actually just our Instagram book group was like, what's a sci-fi book that you recommend?
Oh, really?
Ender's Game.
Oh, yeah. It's a great sci-fi book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, you guys.
You stuck with us for another episode.
So thank proud you. Of you. High mm-hmm. fives. Ready?
All around.
I was about
to. Allie was going to high five herself and not me.
I thought we both were going to high five. Like, so it's like we're high fiving them.
There you go.
Oh my gosh. All right.
If you haven't yet, you should check out our website.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome website.
Yep. Rate, subscribe, and review us.
That helps us out so, so much.
Mm-hmm.
More than you know.
That'll make us make better content for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's be real. We're going to make the same awesome content we already make.
Exactly. But maybe it'll be more exciting, more fun, more listener picks.
Ooh.
Like season 6.
Yep. Season 6, listener picks.
Except for, can I tell you guys a funny story?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, Sierra, my best friend, texts me and goes, why is my pic not on your pictures? Because she saw our post with our, like, what we had so far. And I was like, oh, shit. I didn't even remember what she requested.
So, they're filling up fast, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
By the time this episode comes out and we're saying, go get your pic in, it might be full. We only have so many spots.
I think we only have, like, 4 spots left.
Oh,
4 man. Or 5.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's your warning.
Mm-hmm.
One pick per listener, please.
Yes.
Wednesday, we have a mini-sode.
Coming at ya.
Yep.
I have a feeling. I shouldn't say this, but I have a feeling because I forgot this is what I was going to paint a picture with for this episode. But we started talking about Lion King.
Yes, we did.
This is coming out on Labor Day weekend, which is PAX weekend.
Ooh.
So I'm going. I don't know how many days yet. We originally planned on doing 4 days, but 4 days for the both of us is $536.
That's insane.
Yeah. So we're probably only going to do 2 days, but we're going to do something.
That's craziness.
And maybe we'll find a time to record a mini-sode and chat about it. If not, you're not getting that.
We'll see what we can do for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Monday we've got Hannibal Rising. It's the start of our Silence of the Lambs series.
Woo-woo.
Let's see how Allie likes it.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm expecting.
Nothing. You're expecting nothing.
Oh, man.
All right. With that, Ender's Game went off script. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find BookTales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For BookTales!